Hey, Momo. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
So, yeah, it's where we grew up at. My mom, what's up?
Hey, y'all caught up with me, huh?
We caught up with you.
When we prayed for our son, and we got him, and he was just everything you could want in a child, in a baby. Especially being a boy, I already had two girls. So he was my last one, and I wasn't happy anymore. So he was like a miracle child to me. He came right out the womb pretty much and was a sports person just like my little grandbaby. First of all, he started with soccer. And then he started playing peewee football. Then he started track. Whatever sports that he thought he wanted to play, he played.
Up and down on the grass, this is where we ran at. Start near the street. Ran the fast camp to 11. That kind of builds your speed. That's one thing we kind of did here in the country. They didn't have all the training facilities like they have in like California and Florida and all that. So this was our training facility right here on this levee.
My mom was pretty much everything to me. She was the one that, you know, disciplined me, encouraged me, the one that kept me on a straight path. She always, you know, made me put God first and just seeing her work, how hard she worked. And she had two shops that she worked in just to put food on the table for us. And I couldn't do nothing but to pay her back by just being a great student, a great football player, and just making it for her.
Third and 10, airing it out down the right sideline and intercepted. And Andre Howell with the pick.
I would want people to know that this just didn't happen overnight. You know, it's not some kind of magical thing. It was a lot of hard work. Andre sacrificed a lot of time where he, when his friends was out playing, he was in his books. And when his friends was, you know, doing other things, he was practicing. Seeing my son come out the tunnel on Sundays is a dream come true. Sometimes I sit at NRG and I'm like, God, is this real? And it's real. I know it's real, but it's unbelievable sometimes when you pray for something and it manifests and then you find yourself sitting in it. You're like, wow, it's happening. And I'm very proud of him.